Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood, a.k.a. Hobbo. We are without the services of Chris Sill tonight. He had entirely too much fun on Saturday wearing his his Cavalier logoed corduroy slacks. He looked very dapper. He also would have offended the Hokies left and right. So
it was a good afternoon for corduroys. Mr. Maloney tells me it was chilly at the contest.
I'm telling you, my good friends, the Vazinalics and Ben Tompkins and George Snyder, we were all talking about how cold their feet were. I'm telling you.
Now, you didn't have any antifreeze before the game, did you?
Minimal.
That's probably why you were cold.
I was afraid to get out of hand there because, you know, we're playing the Hokies. Got to keep it under control. Got to take good notes.
Absolutely.
Pay attention.
Absolutely. Who's on the show tonight?
All right. We got none other than John Copper, former UVA middle linebacker who was an extraordinary tackler back in his day. Rarely did the running back or quarterback get away from John Copper. Not the fleetest of foot necessarily, but always in the right position. A real student of the game. Understood how to position his defensive teammates. And, you know, quite honestly, he graduated back in 2008 and Steve Greer was his protege who graduated last year. And Henry Coley, finally in the last couple of games, has started to look like that type of tackler at middle linebacker. And I thought he played a good game on Saturday.
I thought the defense played well on Saturday.
In general, just a few plays here and there, a lot of bending and not breaking. I thought the defense could have used Anthony Harris, particularly in the first half, towards the end of the half. I feel certain that that running back, Edmonds, would never have gotten in the end zone if Anthony Harris had been on the field.
Let me just jump in for a moment. The other guest we're going to have in the bottom of the second half hour is Jimmy Miller. So we're going to talk a little basketball after we discuss football in the first half of the show. But Mr. Maloney.
I thought we were going to have old Jimmy Miller do some magic tricks and help us conjure up some folks to help the athletic program.
Well, you know, Jimmy is especially good with his magic tricks on the radio.
I don't care. We could describe it.
That's true.
I've seen it.
We'll paint the picture.
We could do it. We could do it.
Where did that ace of spades go?
It's not up his sleeve. We want to take a few minutes just to congratulate the Wahoos on playing a good, tough game on Saturday. I thought it was a tough game to swallow in that the defense did a good job of containing that giant tight end masquerading as a quarterback for Virginia Tech. Logan, the Lynchburg, Big Mouth, Thomas. I mean, holy cow.
Be nice now. I
just didn't like his pregame comments all week about this and that. It just didn't show much class to me, nor did Shane Beamer for that matter. Shane Beamer is mouthing off because Coach Fairchild on our show a week earlier made the comment that he was very impressed by the campus at the University of Virginia and couldn't understand why anybody would choose Virginia Tech over the grounds at the University of Virginia. And let me tell you something. I've been to both schools plenty of times, and there's no way you can compare the two. It's no comparison.
Well,
so take that, Shane Beamer.
Comparison or not, until we figure out a way to win, we got to shut up and take it.
Yes and no. Yes
some
and no.
of this, yes you know, no. 10 straight losses is a little difficult to swallow.
Yes and no. First off, you got to give them credit on the field. They put up more points than Virginia did, so I will give them that. I didn't like the week of commentary from Tech and their players. You've got an in-state rival down on the canvas, basically, and just taking shots left and right.
Well, the lesson for Coach Fairchild is when you preface something on the radio and you say, I probably shouldn't say this.
Yes.
You probably shouldn't say it.
He probably shouldn't have.
I've done that myself on occasion. My wife will remember an incident at the ACC tournament a few years ago with a comment relative to North Carolina. I was in a weak moment, and I think the referees just called one or two too many in favor of Carolina, and I was a little frustrated.
But imagine that, being frustrated against Carolina refs. that never happened to me. I want to give the LeClaire Ryan Player of the Game Award now. I want to congratulate Kevin Parks on very impressive work by Kevin Parks. Kevin Parks, to have gotten 1,000 yards this season with this...
With our passing game.
With the almost non-existent, anything beyond 5 yards passing game, for him to break 1,000 yards, not only is he elusive, he's tough, he's spunky, and... Today he was named second team All-ACC.
And happily he's back next year.
Yes, and Anthony Harris from the Richmond area was named first team All-ACC at safety. And we also had Morgan Moses was third team, and Brent Urban was named honorable mention. I feel certain that if Morgan Moses had been kept at right tackle instead of moving him to left tackle, he would have been first team All-ACC.
And Urban, if he hadn't got hurt, might have moved up.
And Brent Urban was a force all year, terrific player this year. And I think.
Because he missed, what, like 3 or 4 games?
Yeah, and I think Brent Urban and Morgan Moses are going to play on Sundays. And those ACC voters are going to look. They're going to regret not putting those guys at least first or second team.
Yeah.
What else? What else, Hobbo? Oh, we got to congratulate the soccer teams real quickly. We're going to talk about more of them later.
Yeah, but both the men and women play Friday, the women in the Final Four down in Cary, North Carolina. And, of course, the men play Connecticut at Klockner Stadium, I believe, 7 o'clock Friday night. So, and, you know, since I'm always prepared, I've already checked the weather.
Yes.
56-degree high, 40 low, possibility of showers. So Friday night won't be as cold as it was Saturday at football game.
Well, very impressed. The men's soccer team is only one game away from reaching the College Cup again. This year, I believe the College Cup is in Philadelphia, which is a very unusual place for them to move it to. But the Hoos are going to play Connecticut at 7 o'clock in Klockner.
Men's Which is soccer. A break because Connecticut played UCLA and had UCLA, I think, was top seed and whatever. But they were certainly favored. They lose. If Connecticut had lost to UCLA, Virginia would be on the road going to Los Angeles this weekend.
Yes. Thank goodness they don't have to travel there. So let's not confuse the audience. UVA men's soccer in Klockner Stadium Friday night. 7
Home
o'clock.
Game.
Big game. They win. They go to the Final Four up in Philadelphia. Women's soccer has made the Final Four. They defeated Michigan 2-1. They are in the Final Four. This is a return. They haven't been there since 1991. And they're going to play UCLA at 7:30 on Friday night, and it's going to be on ESPNU. So there's enough soccer to keep all you football fans excited. Back to the football game on Saturday night. It was cold. Both teams put up some really good drives early, and then except for all the excitement in the last 2 minutes of the half, it's almost like both teams were just, you know, in a scrum the rest of the game. And maybe the weather was so cold, neither coach wanted to take many chances, and the quarterbacks really couldn't get going, and receivers had a hard time getting free. Maybe the footing was slick a little bit, and It just second half was not fun. I don't think anybody can say it was necessarily well played, except maybe the defenses played reasonably well. But it was kind of strange to see that second half. It certainly did not build on the excitement. The first half had plenty of excitement, lots of field goal attempts and a few good plays. And you got to give credit to Edmonds for breaking that tackle and.
Well, as we discussed before we went on air, and we're about to go to break, but that last series of events where Virginia had the turnover, got the ball in Tech territory and was not able to move, do anything with it, Hokies turn around and drive it down and score with, what, 20 seconds left and a half or something like that?
And, you know, the game shouldn't have ended. I mean, for all practical purposes and intents, that basically ended all scoring, and the excitement apparently went right out of the balloons. And the two teams went to halftime. You would have thought they would have come out in the third quarter with just fire in their eyes, and we got nothing. So it was kind of disappointing. And the 52,000 fans or so that were there, you got to give them credit for hanging in there because that was one of the colder games in Scott Stadium in a long time.
Yeah, to sit out in that second half in that kind of weather and really see virtually no change in the nature of the game is kind of frustrating. But
real quick before we go to break, I want to remind everybody that the Dudley and Lanier Award Banquet, as it has been renamed, is this Wednesday, December the 4th, at the Hilton Richmond Hotel and Spa out there in Short Pump. Tickets are $40 each. I know that there are still seats available. The Bill Dudley Scholarship will be presented to a high school football player. And I know from inside information from some of the board members that a Douglas Southall Freeman football player won the award. I'll leave that further information about that to be celebrated Wednesday night there at the Hilton. The Touchdown Club of Richmond puts this thing on. It's terrific. It's a lot of fun. And if you're a football fan, why not go down there Wednesday and join this thing? Let's see here.
And parking is a little easier out in Short Pump.
Yeah, more information. If you want to get information on this event, call 551-0980. That's 804-551-0980. And reach out to learn more information about the award banquet, the Dudley and Lanier Award Banquet. And it's named in honor of none other than Bullet Bill Dudley and the great Willie Lanier. Thank goodness Willie Lanier is still with us. Unfortunately, right. Bullet Bill passed away a few years ago, and I can call him a friend. He was a terrific guy, and I think it's a great honor. And anyone that wins the Dudley Award, that's a huge honor, to say the least. And also, it's an honor to win the Lanier Award. So very exciting night. We're going to go to break. When we return, we're going to have former UVA grad John Copper with us, and we're going to break down the football game a little bit more. Stay with us.